Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? On our last episode of Talk Business with Howard, I was talking about salespeople. Salespeople do two things. They prospect and they sell. Prospect and close. Prospect, go see an appointment, get an opportunity, find a way to close that opportunity, and do business with that particular customer and do it over and over again. But of course, we're not going to get every single deal that we work on. We're not going to get every single deal that we make an appointment with. It takes many appointments to get the work, and we want to make sure that we are servicing them well so that we can go back again and again and again and service them and help them, the prospect or the potential customer, make more money. That's why people buy from us. They buy from us because they see an opportunity to make more money. But there's something that happens in the salesperson's mind that we really have to be careful of. Salespeople are human people, and many times the salesperson will have a deal that they're working on, a sale that they're working on, and it's a big one. Let's say, for instance, it's $100,000 or $500,000. And they look at that deal and they go, wow, this is going to meet my goals for the year. I'm going to be fine. This will be terrific. I can't wait to close it. And they don't do anything else but focus on that deal. They don't say, this is a great opportunity, but I need to go and find the next one and the next one and the next one. They hold right where they are. They focus on this one deal. What does that do? That gives them a 100% chance of success, aha, but it gives them a 100% chance of failure. We have to have many prospects, many appointments, many proposals, many deals. We can't just do one deal and expect, even if it's a big one, and expect that we're going to be successful. We're going to absolutely be devastated if that deal doesn't come through. So, yes, a large deal does take care and it does take work and nurturing, and we have to make sure that we're absolutely meeting the prospect's needs. But that's not the only prospect in the world. There have to be other prospects. There have to be other deals that we are working on. Salespeople many times will do two things that are counterproductive. One, they'll do a better job of selling the boss than they will going out and selling the customer. They'll use every excuse in the world that you can think of for reasons that they're not doing business. And the second thing they're doing, as I said, is they get something that's substantial, maybe the biggest deal they've ever worked on, the biggest customer they've ever worked on, and they exclusively focus on that customer, and you can't budge them. You can't get them to do anything else because they know they're going to close it. And maybe they will, and maybe they won't. So remember, when we're talking about salespeople, when we're talking about sales, it's about activity. It's not about just one thing. If we're a farmer, we can't just plant one field of corn. We have to plant many acres of corn. And if we do plant that 1 acre of corn, we don't sit there and wait till it grows. We don't watch it. We go on to do the next field and the next field and the next field. It's important that you, the CEO, president, or business owner, are paying attention to what your salespeople are doing. It's important for you to look at their contact manager to see if they're filling it out, putting the information in. It's important for you to understand exactly what the appropriate amount of prospecting and appointments are for them to be successful. And it's important for you to ride along with them once in a while. Salespeople are what makes the business work, but if they're not working right, nothing works. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to Talking Business with You.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.